Sweden will not be doing immigrants, it's what I mean, it's Israelis. So what we're doing is we're really starting a very new Suga, which is a Nun Gimel on the base. Nun Gimel 53b, which is about Kalim. If a Kli falls in a pit, the animal throws in a Kli, or the person falls in with a Kli, is the Kli Ayuchaya for Kalim? So in order to learn this, we have to learn a Mishnah, Nun Beis on the Aleph, that we can do together. Nun Beis on the Aleph, right in the middle of the page, in the middle of the Mishnah, Nofa, the Sikha, Shoy, the Kalim. That's where the line is bottom, it's not in the middle of the page. Not far as if it's show the kilo. Into the pit, an ox fell, or kilo, and his kilo. And the show, an ox would have his load on his back, and sometimes of kilo, and whatever he jumps, finished tabu, and the kilo broke. So the show broke his leg, and the kilo broke his leg. Or, he had a chamor in the kelim, he had a chamor in his kelim, in his cow, and the kelim on the back of the chamor tore. I don't know why, regarding a show, we say the shtabu, and regarding a chamor, we talk about his cow, and your choliot, that what the donkeys used to carry were more like material things, and what the oxen used to carry were more fragile things. I don't know. But that's what Mishnah gives examples of. So you're chayiv al a behemah potter l'kelim. In all these cases, you're chayiv to a behemah, a potter l'kelim. Why you potter l'kelim? We're going to learn that's going to be agamah. Why you potter l'kelim? We know if somebody digs a pit, it's chayiv and damages that. Happens in the pit. So why here does it say you're potter for kelim? So Rashi says, that's about as far as we need from Rashi. Rashi answers it. I didn't notice this Rashi. Rashi, you see Rashi the Menasal of potter l'kelim? Is two lines up in the narrow lines. So there's a Rashi just before that, without a bit of maskal. The Kli show, Shaykh Shvir. With the Kalim of a show, you use the word Shvir, because the Kalim of a show, the things the show carries, are things that break. The oil, the yoke, the machrish, or the plow, those things break if they fall in the pit, they don't tear. The Kalim of Chamor, but the things that Chamor carries, Shaykh Kriya, that's called, that they use the word Kriya, tearing. Why? What does a chamor carry? Chamilis begodim, a load of clothes from Ardas or saddle shaldal, that's on his back. So that's why they initially use the word Shvira for Kalim of a show and Kriya for Kalim of a chamor. The point is, by both of them, the potter for the Kalim. Why is that? Says Rashi or Potter ala Kalim, Kalim Mufarish Rigumara, I think what it says. So that's as far as we're going to get from Rashi. Farish Rigumara, that's Agumara, and Gimel on the base, and the Gadi, on the Aleph. That's going to be the Sugya now. So, starting from here, from Lachal Sefer, two dots, and then Gimel on the base. We have to go all the way through until the two dots on the Gadi, on the Aleph. It's all Droshes. How the Makoris, in Chazal was saying why you should be chayiv for chayiv for show and chamor, a pot of the kelim. That's the droshes. There's different droshes given here.
The six last line.
And indeed also from the basically the six. Last line of Gimel Amudal. Gimel Amudal. So we have a whole Amud, which we have to get through. So that's basically our Amud. That's it. The Gemara Rashi. We will be doing some tests as well, but right now we have to get clear the Gemara Rashi. So Yossi, just in time to hear our instructions. Yossi, good morning. We're preparing today. Next show from. The two dots, I'm going to give them a break for the two dots in the body of the planet. It's a whole lot longer than one. One Nikuda I'll share with you before we start. We're going to learn that Kalim or Potter, because of the Klai, Shoy, Veloy, Odom, Chamori v'loi kelim. The passage says, "Anof amaseichai, soi v'chamori." Into the pit falls a soi and a chamori. Why do I have to say what fell inside? Why have it falls inside? So the Torah says, "Soi v'chamori," it's having to exclude something. So the Gemara is going to say, "Soi v'loi." Sure, it's coming to say if an almond falls in a pit, it's possible. And Chamay is going to come and tell us if a Chamay falls in a pit, if a Kenan falls in a pit, it's possible. That's what the Gemara is going to tell us. That's in the name of this.
It's the same difference if someone had Kenans and a shortfall on top of the Kenan on the side of it. It's not that the Kenan fell off, that the Kenan fell into the pit. Someone placed the kelim into the pit to store it, and then the shore was what the shore behind because the shore is the one who broke it.
Yeah, it's something to do with the kelim boat.
Right.
So we're talking about the boat. If it got damaged due to a boat, then there's no clear to pay for kelim. No clear to pay for Adam that died, and no clear to pay for kelim that broke. Right? So one are connected to what we learned earlier, due to sugar, we learned that soy, which was hectic, and had a pigeon and fell into a pit. What's that offer? Do you have to pay for that? Sorry? No. Why? It's a possible. It says you have to have a gnaw if you're going to have a gnaw from the thing that died. You're not allowed to have a gnaw from a person that dies. A person that dies, a corpse. Person dies, you're not allowed to have a gnaw from. So if a person falls into a pit, it should be potter, it should be poshut, he's potter. Just like in potter, a show of hatred that falls in a pit. So it should be potter for a person that falls in a pit, because you can't have a knot from it.
Why would you associate the knot with an animal for him?
That makes,
But that's talking about animal falling. Mashiach is talking about an animal falling in.
How do you know it's talking about animal falling
in? The whole passage was talking about an animal falling in.
Very good. So that's one mahalach. One out of the Rashi brings up Shema Tesis, and he's got loads of different questions in that. One halach is he wants to learn that when the Pasuk says about Mes Yeloi, a Mes Yeloi is only talking about animals, not talking about people. But it's right off from the Hemshach of the Gemara, you'll see that Mes Yeloi is talking about, could be talking about people as well, regarding certain halach, but also Kalim. So you'll see as we go through that, you've got mahalach, Tesis learned such mahalach. But the Rashba doesn't like the mahalach. So the Rashba has this question, why didn't the apostle tell me that a person is, you're not chayv to pay? Why didn't the apostle show you what I'm you're not chayv for? Of course you can't, because you can't have a knot from it. So he answers, there is one person you are allowed to have a knot from, a slave, a goyish slave. A goyish slave, a slave that never begets and is owned by a Jew, you're allowed to have an offer from such a person. And therefore, if you just have that Messiah, you wouldn't know that you'd be a potter for such a slave. It seems to have shown, but like, oh no, that Adam teaches us a potter for slaves.
What about the spouse or children? Children, their dependents of the decedent, a Jew who falls into the pit.
Okay.
And the children that they get support from that from the parent, they feed them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not like a pana or
no. Once he's dead, you're not allowed to.
That's not
from the corpse.
Oh, yeah.
The corpse,
you got
an off.
Well, so,
you
took a Jew
that
has a goy,
what kind of corpse? You could make use of the skin of it. The bones, you can make a screw out of it. Maybe it's not so pleasant, but it says in the Mishnah, okay, Mishnah, there's a way it can happen.
Create them, which are made from
bones. Well done. And the main lot of animals we are using their bones.
Mm-hmm.
So as a person, why not the same thing? There's lots of bones in there. But if he's a Jew, you know, that's a lot of them. If he's a girl, you are. Right? Okay, so that's anyway, this is our sort of ideas that we should have something to say. The key to from the two dots to the two dots, Ansem will join up tomorrow and pick up the pieces from over here. Now I can hang on to them with the dogger today.
Yep.
I think Shmuel has gone for a COVID test. Yep. And he's flying. Okay. So you can be a dogger king just in time to make up your hummus. Where's Mordechai today? Okay. And Moshe and David. Okay. All Yisroel.